libraries do so much and offer many services to our community. Besides the opportunity to borrow books that may be otherwise unaffordable, they provide things like public washrooms, air conditioning, and a free space just to exist and hang out. Despite this, earlier this month it was announced that 5 of the Annapolis Valley Library Board's 11 branches will be closing on July 20th. This includes locations in Hansport, Port Williams, Kentville, Lawrencetown, and Middleton. Kelly B. is a full-time artist, literacy activist, and parent. She has been reviewing children's books professionally for over 7 years through her business, Inclusive Storytime. She aims to foster diversity and representation in all levels of publishing, especially for historically marginalized groups. Having lived here now for 5 years, she was unaware of how Nova Scotia's libraries are funded. That is, until this past spring.
So, the provincial budget that was just passed this spring had a lot of cuts to arts, culture, and heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got flagged initially because I was actually intending to apply for the Artists and Communities Grant because I have a number of community public art projects on the go, and I teach art workshops in the community. So that is what I do, and I was hoping to apply for that grant so that I could be funded while doing it rather than funding it out of my own pocket. And that particular grant has been cut by the provincial government, so I no longer have the opportunity to apply for that grant. So that obviously puts financial hardship on me. So that was one of the first entry points into looking into what was happening with the budget, and then this complete unraveling of all of these systems kind of started to interweave. Because I work in this space of children's literacy as, you know, my main focus area in activism, a lot of library workers in the Valley started to reach out to me and say, we're in trouble. Branches are going to close. If, you know, and the problem that we're facing is that the conservative government here in Nova Scotia kept saying, well, we've maintained the library's funding. But the problem is that flat funding is designed to starve. So Valley Regional Libraries is about 70% funded by the provincial government, and the remainder is funded by actually a number of municipalities because it spans through several regions, Kings County, Annapolis. So there's all these different municipalities and towns that contribute to Annapolis Valley Libraries. But 71% of their funding is from the provincial government. The funding formula is actually flipped in the city of Halifax, where 70% is municipal funding and 30% is the province and other sources. So there's more stability in our libraries in the city because of that municipal funding, whereas all of our rural libraries throughout the entire province are all on the precipice of closing because of flat funding over the course of several decades.
B explains that this extended period of flat funding for libraries is likely to blame for these closures. So what were your initial thoughts when you found out about all this, and has that changed over time?
My initial thoughts have not changed. My initial thought was that the vast majority of my family lives in Kentville, and the Kentville branch is one of the branches slated to close. And it is also the most used branch, the most busy branch in the entire Annapolis Valley library system. Kentville has a lot of unique problems as being one of the bigger population centers in the Valley. And there are a lot of unhoused people there, partially because of proximity to the hospital, but it's also proximity to other resources, including a really, really, really beautiful library in an old church that Margaret Atwood fundraised for, you know. And I immediately realized that I have family that are that have low literacy skills. I have family that access that as a lifeline. And I have family that access that for internet access. So at what point now do we have that we're now having all these people take a half an hour bus ride out to Wolfville to use the library? Can they even afford to take the bus to Wolfville to use the library? So my initial thoughts all revolved around what community do with no third space anymore.
So if these spaces are so frequently used and so popular, why take them away? Why not just ask for more funding? Well, they kind of did.
The library board has an amount of money. And actually last year they went back to the municipalities and said, okay, we need more money. And I will say that the Kentville Library also has some unique challenges with raising rents because the building is owned by a private investment company. It also has some accessibility issues. So all of those things are things that have to get fixed in order to comply and remain open. And fixing things or moving locations costs money. So we're in a position where flat funding that is designed to starve out resources doesn't keep up with inflation. And libraries have a secondary issue of inflation in the actual things that they offer. So subscription prices for different technology that you access through the library, like, say, the Libby app, things like that, the pricing is all going up because of this price of data storage is going up. On top of that, because of trade wars, the actual physical cost of a book in Canada is going up exponentially. So if we don't raise funding, we are essentially cutting funding when we leave it flat, because you can't buy the same resources with the same money. There's no way to continue with a flat funding model. So they have to close branches. The problem now is that the conservative MLAs in the Valley have offered money on their Facebook groups or on their Facebook pages to community groups to run like alternative library spaces. And I don't understand how there is money for third-party community groups to run library-like spaces, but they don't have that same funds to give to AVRL, Valley Regional Libraries, who can definitely run a more efficient system where you share subscriptions and you share resources, which means that you can request a book from another library and it will come to your branch for you and vice versa, which means that you have a greater catalog for everybody to tap into. You have employees that all have standardized training and shared resources. It is cheaper to run multiple libraries from one library board than it is to give a community group money to run a separate library.
So what can we do to help? Bea says that in her city of Kentville, there have already been multiple raid-ins and protests.
I've never recalled seeing protests in Kentville before, and neither can any of my other friends in that area. So, you know, people are truly charged up. For a lot of people, it's like, well, you've taken everything else away. How can you take away our library when the world is so expensive already?
She also suggests that we can write to or visit our MLAs and that we don't have to be living in the Valley to advocate for this cause. If you want to follow this story and learn more, you can follow Bea on Instagram, linked in the written portion of this piece. You can also visit the library board's page, also linked. You're listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalists Initiative.